we are up to.
I gotta leave early. I have a wedding in Williamsburg.
Enjoy. Okay, Mazel Tov. Enjoy.
Yeah, 9 o'clock chuppah, if it's on time.
9 o'clock chuppah, so late.
Yeah.
Why so late? It's
I don't know.
Strange. All right. Vayichar leMoshe me'od. Okay, Moshe got very. Now, do we do this? Let's see if this works. Vayichar pasuk tezvav. Vayichar leMoshe. When Moshe was very angry, Vayomer Hashem al tevel mincha. Some do not turn to their mincha to the ketores. Then tomorrow morning they're going to be makar ketores. Loi chamor echad mehem nasasi. I did not carry away a donkey of any one of them. Veloi hari oisi esachad mehem. And I did not cause any of them harm. Okay, we learned the Rashi. We did this pasuk already. We did the Rashi. We're not going to read the Rashi, and we did a little bit of this. The Targum kolis shacharis. I did not tax them. So let's take a look at the Targum. We started the Targum just a bit. Pasuk tezvav. I'll read the Targum again. Usakef Moshe lachdo. Moshe was very angry. V'amar kodem Hashem. He said before Hashem, lo tekabel berava korban hoin, that you should not accept with will their gift. Lo chamor dechad min hoin shacharis. I did not tax even one donkey. V'lo yavi shis lechad min hoin. I did not embarrass one of them. So let's see over here in the Ma'at Sari. Let's take a look over here in Pasuk Tezvah. We started the list just a little bit last time on Monday. Usikaf. So Sikaf means angry. Rashi perish vayichar shenitzta'er. Rashi learns that Moshe got very angry. The chain das harakeach shekosta bebreidus. So this is what the chain das harakeach.
He was distressed.
Shenitzta'er. The chain das harakeach shekosta bebreidus yetzar. Sar, distress. Shakol makom shem avayichar perusha shaya hadavar kasha beinoy v'yitachin shezo gam das unkelus. Kidem otzin begemar lo taskif loch, like it says in Bar Menachos lo taskif. We're suggesting over here the following, which it's not so simple, and that is that there's no disagreement between Targum and Rashi. Targum is much as usakef. Usakef means takif. Takif, this word really has more of a connotation of getting uptight, getting upset, getting very tough. Moshe got very firm, very strong in his words, in his actions. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, Vayichar means Moshe had tsar. When a person has pain, a person is distressed, it does not at all tell us the person's reaction, the way he behaves. Does not tell us if he starts shouting, if he becomes very tough and combative. It doesn't reflect at all on how the person behaves. It tells us his inner feeling. He has pain, and in fact, ordinarily, a person from our perspective, a person that is in pain usually is very weak. Usually, he just goes to the side and disappears. Moshe certainly here did not disappear. Moshe was very forceful. He ranked them out. He was mispalel to Hashem that Hashem should not accept their ketores. And the story takes a very sharp and forceful turn at this moment in time. You certainly would not get that impression if you would stop right here. And you would read Rashi, and it says that Vayichal LeMoshe with the Moshe Tzar, and the Targum does not say the word Tzar. Targum says Usikef, which has more of a connotation of getting angry. It would appear there is a disagreement between Rashi and Unkelus. But over here, he doesn't want to say that. He over here in the parish, and this, you know, you could, the parish over here is not a Torah Misinai. This, the person who wrote this parish is a Goin Shebegoinim, but the ideas that he expresses, you have a right to analyze the sources yourself and come to your own conclusion. Now, lachda here means, lachda, this is the Targum, means v'chein lashon Rashi, and it's there, ad le'achas. Okay, what does it mean, ad le'achas? What does that mean exactly? It means in a unique way. His according to Rashi, the pain was one of a kind. Such a pain a person does not experience his entire life, and if he experiences it, it's once in a lifetime. We have something very similar by Yirmiyahu. When Yirmiyahu said Nevuah, referring to the Bein Ubas of Rabbi Yishmoel Kohen Gadol, that his two children would be captives. One would be taken by one person, one and the other by another person, another captor, and they'd be put into a room, and they, with the intent that they should reproduce and sell the children and slaves in the market. So when Yirmiyahu gave over the words of prophecy regarding this event, in the pasuk it says it was a singular tzara. Such a tzara is like none other. The same expression of the la'achas here as well. This event, when the people rose up to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe expressed tzar, it was like none other. It was la'achas. V'yeshdus chois b'rashi nitzta'er l'chado nitzta'er. See, here it says al ad la'achas. Some have a different gear, so which is ascending as a targum. The Rashi actually says the word, he borrows from the word l'chado from the targum. Because in the book, what is the, let's go back to the post. The post over here says, it says v'yichar l'moshe me'od. The reason why Rashi is because it says the word me'od very, very much. So we are taking the word me'od, and we are translating the word me'od very much to mean it was a unique type of either pain or simply a unique type of anger. Okay, let's go further. Next words of the Ba'atzari, telling us, deciphering this pasuk, it tells us when it says the next word, Birava, Moshe was mispalel to Hashem. Moshe asked Hashem that he not accept their mincha, their offering, their gift. In this case, it refers to the ketores, Birava, with will, with rotzayim. Hashem should not be in a good mood. Beratzayim v'chein tirgum unkelis ha'pniya shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'bereishis b'pasik v'yisha Hashem el hevel v'el mincha so. There is the same idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he turned to Hevel and to Hevel's gift, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the gift with will, goodwill. Okay, korban hoin, their gift. The Targum is translating the word mincha, a gift, to mean a korban. What is a davar? Sheyakrivu lefonecha. What is something which you offer before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ki ba'avur shachayu eile reitzim b'chuhuna. Since these people, they wanted to be kohanim, l'hakrif karbon, Abba Mashal tefnel min chasam el karbon sheyakrivu lefonecha, the karbon that they will bring for you. Now, so he's saying over here something very interesting over here. The karbon, Rashi was very, very clear. Rashi learned over here korban hoin to mean the mincha. Rashi is very clear. It refers to the keteres. This is a very important Rashi here. Al teifen el mincha sam lefi peshutoi haketores shehem makrivim lefanecha mochar al teifen aleihem. Do not turn to the keteres. It's extremely important. Rashi here is telling us that the translation of the word mincha in this pasuk refers to the ketores. That's a pretty big chiddush, because I think you're going to have a very hard time finding somewhere in Tanakh where the word mincha means ketores. I don't think you're going to have an easy time finding a pasuk. Mr. Rappaport, you are a professor, you are a genius, and we are assigning you with the impossible task to find a reference somewhere in Tanakh that the word mincha means ketores. Targum didn't say that. Targum said the word mincha means, what does it mean, mincha? He didn't say ketores. He said it means a korban. Don't turn to their korban. The Ma'atzari, this modern day commentator, picked up on this. And he said something over here is a little funny. Korban hoin, their korban. Kavanosai, eze dovar sheyakrivu lefanecha. What will they offer before you? Ki bavur shachayu eile reitzem b'kohuna. And it means eze dovar. He clearly, he's giving you an interpretation. It appears here that he's coming over here to suggest that there is a fundamental difference between Rashi and the Unkelis as a reference to the translation of the word Mincha. Eizadavash, Yakriv Lefonecha. Hashem, these people, they want to be Kohanim. Do not accept from them any offering that they will bring before you in the capacity of Kohanim, because they're not Kohanim. They're not. Eizadavar, anything Shiakrivu Lefonecha. They may bring an axe, they may bring a goat, they may bring a sheep, they may bring it in the capacity as a carbon oil, a carbon chatz, a carbon shlamim, a carbon osham, carbon toida, whatever it is. Any carbon. The word mincha means a sacrifice. According to the way the Ma'atzari is translating the words of Ungulus, it does not mean Ketores. Okay, if you want to say it means Ketores, it's all part of the bigger picture, but not specifically the Ketores. Okay, and that's it. And he writes over here, Ramban. Oh, see the Ramban, he's quoting the Ramban here. Shadas Unkelis Eina Kirashi Sheperish Minchasa Makateres. So he explicitly says that it would appear that the Ramban is taking the sheet, the Unkelis is taking the sheet of the Ramban. It's Machlokes between the Ramban and Rashi. Now, I want to say to you something very, very bold. I have this thing lately, this thing going on with Musaf, the Musaf of Shabbos. And the Musaf of Shabbos, we begin, Tikanto Shabbos, Ratziso Korban Osecha. Okay, Tikanto Shabbos, Ratziso Korban Osecha, Tziviso Perusheha, Im Sidure Nisochecha. Me'angeha le'olam kavod yincholu v'gam to'ameha devarecha chayim zachu. What do those words mean? We say these words every single Shabbos. Musaf, we sing it, Tikanta Shabbos ratzisa karbono secha tzivisa perusheha im sidure nisocheha. Do we ever think to know what the translation of those words are? So if you take out the art scroll, Siddur, it has a very bizarre translation for these words. Tikanta Shabbos, Ratzitzo, you have found favor in its offerings. All right, fine. On Shabbos, you know, after all, this is Musaf, right? This is the Musaf. So we're referring to the special Musafim. Tziviso, you've commanded Perusheha. What does that mean? You've commanded its Perusheha. What does that mean? So in the article it says its commentaries. I have no idea what that means. Explanations of what? The explanations of what the purpose of Korbanos are? I have no clue what this means, what they were telling you. Tziviso, you've commanded im sidure, with the arrangement of nisocheha. What does that mean? It means libations? It doesn't say that. I mean, that's what's what nisochim are. In the art school, they translated to mean the lechem haponim. The lechem haponim is spread out on the table. They're onto something over here. All right, it's not really for now, but what's very important for me is the opening words of the Musaf. Tikanto Shabbos, you establish Shabbos. Tziviso, you've commanded. Ratziso, Tikanto Shabbos. Ratziso, you have found favor. Kar, what's the word? Tikanto Shabbos, Ratziso, Karbin Oseha. Is that the right word? I forget what I'm saying. Tikanto Shabbos, Ratziso, Karbin Oseha. It's Karbon. What does that mean? So here is something very important. We have over here, I want to do something that we never do here. I always thrive on making a machloikis between Unkelis and Rashi. But today I'm on the other side of the fence, because I need it for my own purposes. And I want to try to suggest to you that there is no machlokes Rashi and Unkelus. Rashi and Unkelus are on the same page. They're on the same page here. And Rashi says the word mincha means the ketores. And the Targum is telling us it also means the ketores. Rashi is really more pshat, because what are they doing here? Moshe is arranging a test. He's making, tomorrow you're going to offer ketores. Let's see if Hashem accepts your ketores. We're not discussing bringing korbanos. That's not now. That's what you want to go do when you'll be kohanim. That's not happening right now. We're discussing ketores. So Rashi says the pashup shat. It says here, do not accept their mincha, their gift. What's the gift? The ketores. The Targum translates ketores as a korban. Okay, now why is that interesting? Because the whole idea I want to prove, work on this idea, is that the words of the Piyut, Tikanta Shabbos Rotzisa Karbonosecha, are discussing entirely the Lechem Aponim and all of its components. The first part of the component of the Lechem Aponim is the Shnei Bazichei Levoina. And the Shnei Bazichei Levoina is offered as Ketores on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. So that's the first part. Now, the other part's not for now. Then when it goes on to say Tzivisa Perusheha, the Perusheha refer to the vertical sides of the Shulchan. Mepharshim say, you know, they, I forget what they're called, though. They're something called in the Torah, these bars on the two sides of the Shulchan, and they spread out these branches as they go up. The Nisachecha are the horizontal tubes. It's Mamash Beferish in the past. That's what they're called in the Torah. They call them, I don't know the exact term, but that's what they're called. Nun Samach Chof. Those horizontal bars that separate one set of bread from the other. And basically the entire piyut is describing the Lechem Aponim. That's what is unique about Shabbos. Tikanta Shabbos, you establish Shabbos. Tzivisa, you have commanded. Retzisa Korbinoseho. It's Shnei Bazichei Levoina. Now I need to prove that the word Korbinoseho can refer to the Shnei Bazichei Levoina that are on the Shulchan. So here is my proof. Because here we have Hashem says to Moshe says to Hashem, Al Tefen, do not turn El Min Chosam, to their gift. What gift are we referring to? Rashi. Rashi says it means the Ketores. Targum. What does it mean, Mincha? It means a carbon. Oh, so if A equals B and B equals C, then C equals A. That means the Ketores is called a carbon. And the Levoina is Ketores. So Ratzisa Karbon Asecha, you have accepted the Shnei Bazichei Levoina. Ratzisa Karbon Asecha, Tzivisa Perushecha, you commanded that we put on the two sides of the Shulchan these horizontal, these vertical bars that spread out. The words Perushecha is how the Mepharshim actually describe it, as the bars go up and they spread out. You look in the Tabernacle Book. And they show you the sides of the Shulchan, and then it's Tzivisa Perushach, Im Sidure, the arrangement, Nisachecha, are the tubes that go in between the breads, and then it goes on to say, those who eat from it, Chaim Zachu, they gave out the Lechem upon him to the Kohanim, and those who cherish it, all these different expressions refer to different elements of the Lechem Aponim. It produced smoke, it produced steam. We know that the Mevorech HaSashem, what did he complain about? He insulted the lechem upon him. And what happened to him? He died. He was stoned to death. Vayikoves Hashem vayikalel, Moshe instructed he be put, Hashem said he be put to death. Those who do the opposite, chayim zochu. Those who cherish, okay, the from here on everything fits in very well. There's only one thing that's left that needs to be proven is v'gam oyhavecha devore, those who love its words. So I have to show you that the lechem upon him, they talk. I think there's a medrash somewhere. The lechem upon him, they actually talk. They tell you over things, the bread on Shabbat. That has to be proven. But basically, I'm convinced. You're not going to convince me otherwise. That the entire piyut that we say on Shabbos at Musaf refers entirely to the lechem haponim and all of its components. The first words of what you say on Shabbos, tikanto Shabbos, you have established Shabbos, rotsiso kor binoseha, you have commanded us concerning its korbonos. It cannot possibly mean the korban Musaf. Because it goes on later in this very piyut to first begin to describe the korbanos of Shabbos. That part of the conversation first begins in the middle or the end of this piyut that we say on Shabbos. Before we get to that, we're describing other elements. We're describing 100% the lechem aponim. And the lechem aponim had on it two bazichei levoina, two containers of frankincense. And that those containers were put on the Mizbeach to burn as Ketores. And how can you call it a carbon? Well, look at it right here. Over here it says, Moshe says to Hashem, do not pay attention to their gift. What is the gift? What's the mincha? Rashi, the Ketores, Ungulus, the carbon. If we are to suggest that Ungulus and Rashi do not disagree, and they're giving us different translations, different terms to describe the same thing, we derive that Ketores is called a korban. So then we're in business. Okay, so this is a side point, but here is the proof of this pasuk. Okay, let's go on.
First of all, the Ramban disagrees with
Rashi. Right, well, wait. Ramban, he quotes the Ramban over here, exactly. The Ramban disagrees. The question is, when the Targum wrote this word, is the Targum alluding? I mean, who came first, by the way? Okay, who came first? The Unkelus came way before the Ramban and Rashi. Okay, so Unkelus wrote a word. He wrote the word korban. Now we have a Ramban, and we have Rashi. Ramban and Rashi clearly disagree. Ramban explicitly says, there's nothing to discuss. Rashi says it's Ketores. The Ramban says it's korbanos, animals, anything that the Kohen is going to offer. A korbanos.
The Ramban brings a reason why it cannot be Ketores. He holds that the persons that it says their korbanos is referring to Dosan and Aviram. And they were not, they were never even eligible. They were not from Sheva Levi. They couldn't have brought anything. The 250 people they had with them also.
But that was their complaint. The whole complaint of Korach was to rearrange, to reassign who is called a Kohen. Right. That was part of the claim. You're right. Okay, the Ramban, I'm not going to, the Ramban says what the Ramban says. The Ramban has obviously has very powerful ideas, but the Rashi clearly disagrees. I mean, there's nothing to discuss. Rashi says Ketores, the Ramban says Korbanos. The Ramban has his rayos, and he'll probably bring many rayos to Rashi. Fine, that's not our issue. The Ramban and Rashi disagree. Now, let's look at Unkelus. Is Unkelus saying like the Ramban, or is Unkelus saying like Rashi? Now, if not for my need, my great need over here to find the pshat in Atok and in Tikanta Shabbos, I would be the first one to be thrilled to tell you exactly what the Ma'at Sari is saying over here, is that since the uncle says the word korban and didn't say the word ketores, this has a feeling that Unkelus is going like what the Ramban says. It means korbanos, and indeed that's exactly why Rashi came in to challenge Unkelis, as we always try to say that he Rashi wrote his parish on Unkelis. Unkelis, what are you saying? What are you saying, Karban? You say like the Ramban? It's wrong. You're wrong, Unkelis. Let me tell you the Pshat and the Pasik. It's the Ketores. But I want to suggest to you, who says they're arguing? Maybe. I know the Ramban argues. I know that. But maybe the Ramban can learn, like Rashi, it's Ketores, because that's the context. The simple perish of the Pasik is Ketores. That's the Pshuto Shel Mikra, because that's the test. The test is, Moshe told them, everyone should get a special copper fire pan and put Ketores, and we're going to bring it tomorrow, and we're going to see whose carbon Hashem accepts. There's no animals here. There are no animals. This is all about Ketores. Animals were not up to that yet. If you'll pass the test, and Hashem likes you, so then you'll become Kohanim also. We're not up to the animals yet. Okay, that's a separate issue. What we have a Rashi that clearly states it's Ketores. We have a Targum who uses the word carbon. The word carbon is a vague word. The word carbon means to bring an offering to Hashem. So how is it used? 99% of the time, it's used in reference to animals. It's not even used in reference to a mincha. It's not true, a carbon mincha. It is called a mincha. I shouldn't say that. It's called a carbon mincha. But do you ever use the word carbon in reference to Ketores? Not really. I'm not aware. You bring a mincha. You bring a carbon of Ketores. That's not the way it's used. Ketores is not. It's not, we don't use it in that form. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe there's a post that says explicitly we do. But I don't recall offhand that we use the word carbon in reference to Ketores. But Rashi. But we don't do that. But I'm trying to suggest to you a chiddush, which I'm wrong. Is that if Rashi says the mincha means Ketores, and Unkelis translates it with the word carbon, if we are going to suggest that Rashi and Unkelis do not disagree, and if A equals B and B equals C, that means that the word carbon can be used in reference to Ketores. And what do I gain out of that? What benefit do I have out of that? The benefit is that if you go to what we say every single Shabbos, Tikanto Shabbos, Rotsiso, Karbonoiseho, Tsiviso, Perusheho, Im Sidure Nisochero. Those words are from the hardest words in the entire Nusach HaTfilah. What those words mean. You have established the Shabbos, Rotsiso, you have found favor in its offerings. To tell me that the word its offerings refers to the offerings of the carbon musaf is a hard sell. Because go read down a few lines further in this piyut, it then begins to discuss in great detail, for the very first time, the carbon musaf. And it actually
could be the carbon tumor.
Carbon, that's not it. Carbon osehot, her is Shabbos. Talmud has nothing to do with Shabbos. Talmud is every single day. Every single day you bring a carbon Talmud. Every single, you can't go tell me that carbon Oseh refers to her carbonos, the carbon Talmud. You wouldn't go so far to say the carbon Talmud of Shabbos. The carbon Talmud is not meyuchad for Shabbos. You bring a carbon Talmud on Shabbos, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Sunday. You bring a carbon Talmud every single day. It says her carbonos. That has the flavor of something unique to her, to Shabbos. Oh, Musaf! We bring a carbon Musaf. Well, go down a few more lines, and it goes on to say explicitly, and the carbon Musaf, and we tell you what the carbon Musaf is, with the meal offering, and the Nesachim, we go through the whole nine yards, the whole show. So we're not yet up to that. So what are we discussing? We're discussing something else. What else is there on Shabbos that is unique, 100% unique to Shabbos, nothing else, not Yom Tov, not Pesach, Shavuos, not Chanukah and Purim. What? The Lechem Aponim is unique to Shabbos. And the Lechem Aponim is a very complicated thing. On the Shulchan, on the top of the breads, you position two bowls of frankincense. No relationship to Frankenstein. Two bowls of frankincense.
And what? They done on Friday?
No, no, no. They did it on Shabbos.
So baked on
they Shabbos? Baked it. They baked it. But they didn't put it on. They didn't put it on the shulchan. It was put on the shulchan on Shabbos, and on Shabbos they took the two basins of frankincense and they burnt it on the mizbeach. The offering of the levoina was done on Shabbos, and they put new levoina on. They took off the old levoina and they burnt it on the mizbeach achitzoin, and they replaced it with new levoina. They took off the old breads and they distributed the old breads to all of the Kohanim, and they put on new breads. And the Shulchan is described, the word Nisachecha, that's one of the words that the Torah uses, that's mamish, that word, is the word the Torah used to describe the horizontal tubes. If you remember the picture, you look at the picture of the Shulchan, the Shulchan was a flat table, and on the two sides were four boards. There are different, many, many perushim as to what these boards look like. In the art scroll, they made it very simple. They made it like flat boards. But if you remember back in the olden days in the tabernacle book, they have the tabernacle book somewhere. There, they don't make it as a flat board. They make it as branches. And there have been many, many svarim already that have been printed, and they have many, many opinions in the Rishonim as to what the four horizontal stands, what exactly they look like. And many of them learned they were some type of object that started out like a trunk of a tree, and it branched out into three directions. And on these three directions, they put horizontal tubes to serve as shelves for the lechem haponim. And those horizontal tubes are called, nun, the word, something similar to the word nun samachof. And the terminology that's used by the Rishonim in describing the vertical stands, they use the terminology, it started out in the center and then it was poiresh. It was the branches were poiresh. They spread out. They use that terminology. If you, I saw this. It was really, which parsha was it? It was recently. It was in Bamidbar when we had it. When we learned about it, it mentioned the shulchan. It mentioned the breads, all the different things that they anointed. I remember, and it was not that long ago. And then when you read this piyut, it's unbelievable. Tikanta Shabbos. I'm trying to say to you. Tikanta Shabbos, Rotsisa Korbinoseha. What is that referring to? It's not the Talmud. I don't want to suggest that it's the Korban Musaf because that comes later. What else is there? There's one thing that went on the Mizbeach. And you know what that was? That was the Shnei Bazichei Levoina. Levoina is one of the ingredients of the Ketores. Rotsisa, you found favor. Rotsisa Korbin Oseha, her offering, her ketores. Tzivisa Perusha, you commanded us that we should put on the shulchan branches, vertical branches that spread out. Tzivisa Perusha, im, together with Sidure, the arrangement of nisocheha, of the horizontal tubes. Okay, then it goes on. I don't have a sitter in front of me. What does it say next? In sidur nisocheha. You have a sitter in front of you? What does it say next? Tikanta Shabbos, Ritzisa Kav Nisocheha, Tzivisa Perushecha, Im sidur nisocheha, Me'angeha, Le'oilam, Kavod Yincholu. Those that take delight in it will have kavod le'olam. What does that mean? It means they take delight in the fact that it remained fresh for how many days? For eight days. No. How many? They baked it on Friday. No, 9 days. they take delight in Oilam Kovod in Cholu. Why? Because this is a direct response to the Mevorech Es Hashem. Rashi tells us that there was a person and he looked at the bread and he said, what kind of business is this? You're serving Hashem bread that's 9 days old? He made Leitzonos and he was Mevorech Es Hashem. They brought him to Moshe. They put him in prison. Moshe asked Hashem, what should I do? And Hashem said to him, kill him. Stone him to death. And they took him out and they killed him. And Chazal tell us that there was a miracle. The bread, steam came out of the bread 9 days later. And when the Oile Regalim came to Yerushalayim, they opened up the Heichal and they showed them the Shulchan. And they said, Ru'u chibastem lefnei hamakim. That's what it means. Me'angeha le'oilam kavod yincholu. Then it says, V'gam to'ameha chayim zochu. That's easy. Those who got to eat it, the Kohanim, who were in the Goyrol, they got to eat it. And then V'gam, I still need to figure out what it means, V'gam divoreha, her words, I forgot what it says over there. I have to go remember what it says over there. V'gam divoreha gidula b'chor. Gidula, they have selected greatness. Okay, so we have oit chazon lamoit to figure out what the last expression is. But I am on a mission to prove that I'm right. And this pasuk over here is part of the puzzle. This pasuk over here is part of my paper, my puzzle, to show you that when it says the word korban in the beginning of this section, it refers to the bazichei levoina. Because I'm here, I'm going to do the opposite of what we always done in the shiurim and try to suggest that the ketores is the same thing as Rashi and Unkelus do not disagree. The Ramban, he's the one that's out. He's on the outside. And Rashi and Unkelus are going to agree. And that's going to mean that Rashi, Unkelus is teaching us that the Ketores also called the Karban. Mr. Rappaport, what do you say about this? I can't see your face. I can't see your you used to
call. I read the Ramban. Ramban is a different Shita. You just said,
I know that. I said that. I know that.
You asked me what I think. So I'm telling you.
Okay. The Ramban, but Rashi, does Rashi disagree?
With Ramban?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Unkelus, what does Unkelus say? Unkelus doesn't have a commentary. Unkelus has one word. One carbon. Word. Carbon. So this.
He's right. So Ramban and Rashi, if you take the one word, the Ramban and Unkelus agree.
That's what you're saying. And that's what this Sefer says. If you see it on the screen, that's what he says. This is not what it says over here in this Sefer is not etched in stone. He says carbon's any sacrifice. And then in the parentheses he writes over here, Ramban. This is the Ramban, and he's
Ramban. It's one svara that.
Okay, I know they have svaras. I know that. I know you have. I know there are. The Ramban is coming to argue on Rashi for many, many reasons.
Right.
I understand that. I fully understand that. The Ramban disagrees with Rashi. Rashi came first, though. Rashi came before the Ramban. And obviously, Rashi must have known very well what was bothering the Ramban. And Rashi nevertheless says, I disagree with you. I know all of your questions. I have answers for all of your questions. My perish on this pasuk is ketores. So we have a machlekes, Ramban and Rashi. Let's not enter into their machlekes. That's a private machlekes. We now have in front of us one word in Unkelus. Now, you are going to have to come along and say, Unkelus has a word, and Rashi has a comment. And, you know, in the shiur we always do this. Rashi does not comment on every single word in the Torah. Rashi picked his battles. He picked what he wanted to say. And there's a pretty clear pattern that Rashi, when Rashi says something, it's almost 99% of the time he's coming to tackle, he's coming to disagree with something that he saw in Unkelus that he did not like. Sometimes, rarely, Rashi doesn't necessarily disagree. He just provides more clarity as to what the Ramban is, what Unkel is trying to say. Now, if not for what I'm trying to prove with you today with Tikkunei Shabbos, I would be thrilled. I'll be the first person to say Rashi saw what Unkel wrote Karbon. Rashi knew about the Ramban, what the Ramban would know, the idea of the Ramban. And Rashi saw that's exactly what Unkel is saying. Unkel is taking sides with the approach of the Ramban. And Rashi writes in his commentary, you are wrong. This is not the correct. Unkel and the Ramban, I'm sorry, you are incorrect. You're saying something which is not true. And let me tell you the MS. That's what I would ordinarily say. But I have an agenda here today. I have an agenda. My agenda is, I have a word in this piyut called Tikanta Shabbos, or Tzisa Karbon Osera. It drives me berserk. What does it mean, Karbon Osera? I don't know what it means. So I found a solution. And my solution only works if I'm going to be bold to say that Rashi is Rashi and Unkelis agree. And Rashi is not coming to argue on Unkelis, he's just coming to elaborate. Unkelis used the word mincha. Mincha means a korban. It means an offering. It doesn't here mean a meal offering. It means a korban. In the context of this pasuk, what is the korban? The ketores. So Unkelis, when he used the word korban, he's teaching us that the word korban can be used in reference to ketores. That's what I'm trying to say. What?
I am ponim l'tora.
Okay, so...
you
okay, that's what I'm trying to bring out over here. Let's finish up over here very quickly and we'll stop. Let's go now over here. The chad minhon of one of you. What does that mean? So what exactly? The time I make a parish unkelis, shehifsik. The pashto who achra amila mehem uladas mafarshim hanal choyah haposik tzorach lias mila achad ulechaber mehem ulechaber the word mehem nosasi ela shalvi perish at targum but according to the targum choyah anikut tzorach lihiyos achad vechem chemish haposik achad mehem v'atargum duloy kibin ezra v'radak shaperish uloy chamor echad mehem nosasi loy. Loi samti maso olav. I did not put a package on a donkey of yours. Ula das chazal kibnezra v'radak sh'amru kol atoin ha-masois kol ois ha-masois sh'ayu yinoyid b'midbar loi amarti. I did not say le'echod mehem. I did not say sh'yitol dov mishli vitin al chamor. Okay, so he's saying over there's a lot going on over here, which we're not going to have time, but basically he's trying to show over here that there is a machlokes between Rashi and Unkelis regarding the meaning of these words. Over here is loy chamor echod mehem nasasi. Now our trop, what does it do? It puts the word echod together with the word mehem nasasi. Puts these three words together. Loy chamor. Well, the truth is the word, it puts them all together. That's really what it's doing in our trop. Loi chamor echod mehem nasasi, which means I didn't take even one donkey from you. I did not take away from you a single donkey. So the word echod means one donkey. Now what's mehem? From you, nasasi. According to Unkelis, he's breaking up the pasuk differently. Loi chamor. Let's just go back very quickly. I'll stop in a section. We'll just clarify this point and we'll stop. According to the Ramban, let's go look at the Unkelis. Unkelis again. The Mamar. Lo tikal barbekano. Lo chamoro dechad min hoin. Not even a donkey of one of them. Nosasi. Nasasi means, okay, that I tax. Let's just try very quickly to see one more time over here. Over here he says, okay, the chal min hon shel echa moses. So v'chein perish Rashi. Okay, no, he's saying the same thing. That's exactly what he's saying. They're saying the same exact thing. One, I didn't take even one donkey. What's the alternative shot? To leik Rashi v'am shepesh afilu chamor echad loy nesasi afilu, even a donkey I did not take. Chamor echad. Okay, I'm not sure. I'm confused what this means. We'll have to leave for another time. All right, we'll stop over here. Thank you for coming, Ablaze, Mr. Rappaport, and Heshi. Thank you for coming very, very much. Have a wonderful night. All the best.
Zai gesund. Good night. Zai gesund.